There must be some way out of here, said the Joker to the thief. There's too much confusion, I can't get no relief. Businessmen, they drink my wine, plowmen dig my earth. None of them along the line know what any of it is worth.
Okay, welcome to the Thursday edition of the Investigative Journal. I'm your host, Greg Szymanski, and I will be here for the next 2 hours on the Republic Broadcasting Network. You can get us at www.republicbroadcasting.org, and you can listen live. And I've been told the archives, which are very important to this station, will be up soon. And I do want to apologize to one of my guests who really wanted an archived version of the website, and I did not get back to him because I was busy, and he got quite angry at me. And I just emailed him and said I could not send it to him because the archives are down. So Kevin Canada, who is on my show, I apologize. And all my other guests that request the archives, don't worry, we'll get them back. I know they're important. Well, before I get to my guest, Sean Dix, and we're going to talk about how the corporate system has really destroyed this man's life over a really good product that he worked on. He basically sanitized dental floss, and you're going to wonder about, boy, this story is incredible. And we'll get to Sean after this short segment here, this short three-minute segment. We'll get to him after the break. But, you know, we have a lot of a host of problems in this country, the trade agreements like NAFTA, border issues, the Patriot Act, the erosion of our Constitution, the IRS, 9/11, and we could continue and probably fill up a notebook with the problems facing this country, its people. Let's add the Second Amendment and the arms issue, the taking away of our weapons so that they can just systematically. Let's talk about eminent domain and how they're taking away our land. Well, you know what? If you don't deal with the real issues behind who's doing this, you can just be whistling in the wind if you try to solve any of these problems. And that's why I believe it's important to get to the bottom of the real spiritual and political controllers of this country. Because if you attack one of these issues, they'll get you on another one. If you think you take out the banksters, you think you take out Bush, you think you take out any of these people, and it's going to change, you're whistling in the wind. And that's why I believe it's very important to go right to the bottom of the problem. And that's why I've had on my show a former Italian, he's an Italian aristocrat, a former high-level Illuminati New World Order member of the Monte Carlo P2 Lodge, who's been trying to tell Americans how this whole system works, how the secret societies work, how Freemasonry is intermingled with the Vatican being the nerve center of this whole New World Order takeover. Now, what I'm going to tell you is you can go to my website at www.arcticbeacon.com, and you can read Leo Zagami's message of hope to defeat Vatican-led New World Order spreading fast. And he's going to be on my show again Monday, where he's going to talk about the tour of hope he's forming in all over Europe, and together with Americans. People in Australia are catching on. And the whole issue is to talk truth, not to dance around it. Like another story on my website, Representative Dennis Kucinich, who I consider to be a cowardly man, afraid to confront the truth, and a man obviously in the pocket of the Vatican-led New World Order. He recently issued a statement that 9/11 is a thing of the past, and that's to Donna Marshall Connor, who lost her daughter on 9/11, and now is dancing around the issue, saying, yes, he will, after this interview appeared. He then made I guess it got back to him, and he made some statements that he will open up an investigation if and only if there's enough scientific evidence warranting it. That's a dance around the issue. There's plenty of evidence, Dennis. Don't vote for him. He's lying to you. We'll be back in 3 minutes on the Investigative Journal.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Many of us have unhealthy habits that we've accumulated over the years. Often our bodies are crying out for the nutritional building blocks we require to stay young and strong, but we simply ignore the signs. Inner Health Botanicals, home of Inner Food, the revolutionary energy drink, and Nutra Cafe, the healthier coffee, offers natural and organic whole food supplements that are keys to optimum health. Our Inner Food formula delivers increased energy, incredible nutrition, and consistent use will support your immune system, greatly benefiting your health. Inner Health uses as many organic, wildcrafted whole foods and herbs as possible. Wholesome nutrition and a healthy immune system make a huge difference in your lifestyle. Heal yourself through whole foods and herbal nutrition. Visit Inner Health at innerfood.com. That's E-N-E-R-food.com. Or call 866-762-9238. Inner Health is your one-stop source for energy, nutrition, and health. Look for daily specials.
Imagine a firefly, simple and innocent, the ability to light the night sky. The ozone layer, unseen by the naked eye, life-sustaining. Our ocean, primordial soup, breathes life. Bring the wonders of nature home.
Sole salt lamps, handcrafted from million-year-old crystal salt, will gently ionize and purify your indoor air, helping you breathe easier. Nourish your mind and body with soothing colors for deep relaxation, and neutralize EMF radiation, protecting your family's health.
Visit SOLAYwellness.com for powerful, simple, life-sustaining Sole wellness products created from nature in harmony with nature.
Hi, I'm Isabella, founder of Sole Wellness. Visit us or call 866-497-0274, 866-497-0274.
Oh, walking towards Washington.
Walk till peace has come.
All right, and let's tell it how it is on the Investigative Journal. You can walk to Washington, but Washington's a hopeless case, and there's not one congressman or senator that you can rely on in this country, and this whole system needs to be revamped. You got to get to the problems, folks. If you keep playing these games, these political games that these people are doing, if you keep giving hope to some of these liberal congressmen and senators, you're going to be dancing along with them all the way into the Vatican-led concentration camps because, you know what, they probably don't even care about those people. They're playing a little theatrical role like Kucinich plays with 9/11 and getting, telling people he's against the war and making basically what he's doing is placating people to make it seem like there's somebody there helping. But in the end, the war is going to continue. It's going to escalate in Iran, and you're going to be facing a full-blown fascist country where if you disagree with anything that's said, what's going to happen to you is you're going to end up in a concentration camp, and that's not exaggerating anything. And, Chris, I got a little bit of an echo there, so if I could get that cleared up. I did want to mention this before I get to Sean Dix. This is what I want to mention this, that any of these issues that I'm talking about need to be dealt with in a different manner. And the reason I'm saying it is, for example, when you talk about even the IRS issue, there's so much disinformation about paying taxes, even from some people like Aaron Russo, who have said this, please don't file. Make sure you file because it's dangerous if you don't. Well, it isn't dangerous. That's the safest route you can take. He mentioned this in his movie, Freedom to Fascism, and has mentioned it on several other talk shows, and I just wanted to clear it up from a legal standpoint. And I think I can give you a little bit of credibility because I have a gentleman on my show, Robert Clarkson, a lawyer for 30 years. I went to law school. I studied this issue. And let me tell you this, what he tells you about, and I want to clear it up. I'll have him on the show. We'll talk about it. When he says, if you don't file, it's dangerous, what he's trying to do is get you to file. Or maybe he just really doesn't understand. Because really, the Supreme Court has said this. The Supreme Court has verified that it's a voluntary law, it's a voluntary tax, and you can either pay it if you'd like or you don't have to. Now, the real safe thing to do is to never file. Now, if they do contact you, they do it with a series of letters, and there's only one you need to respond to, and that's the demand to pay letter. Now, what you say to that, and you've got to know which one this is, because if you don't respond to this letter, they'll trick you with a little lawyer trick called silence in absentia. And what that means is if you don't respond, they'll pay it for you. You would, by not responding, you've admitted you have to pay the tax, or you're going to pay the tax. So they'll file for you. And that's what happens to a lot of people. So this one letter is a key point. And so when the only thing you do with this letter is you respond this way. The tax is voluntary. I do not owe you anything. Thank you. And they probably, 99% of the time, will never bother you because they know this, and they know there's millions of people out there that don't pay. But if they open up this can of worms, then they're going to lose a lot more money. So they allow certain people that understand this clearly to basically do the, you know, do what is fair. That's a voluntary tax, and that was passed after the victory, or the law was changed after the victory tax, in a way to basically hoodwink the American people. So that's what you got to talk about. And guess who's behind all that? Yep, you're going to find that all the Vatican-led CFR people, all the people that started the Federal Reserve System through, you know, the connections go so deep into Rome, that you need to wake up, America, or you're never going to solve the trade agreements in NAFTA, never going to solve the border issues. You're never going to get criminals like Clinton, Bush, and the rest of them out of there. Is they're all in their pocket. And I would gather, here's a litmus test to use with every congressman and senator. Just ask them two questions. Just ask them one, to start out with 9/11. Say, why aren't you fighting for the truth? And don't listen to their dancing around. And the second question is, you say, what about the Vatican in Rome? Are they involved with any of our political decisions? And then ask them if they're involved in the pedophilia ring. And I'll give you about three or four more things to ask. And if these guys don't answer it honestly, then don't vote for them. Because that's really what's happening. And you know what? They're going to give you some cock and bull story, and they're going to tell you they don't know anything about it. Well, don't believe them. Because if I can learn about it, and you can learn about it, many listeners on my show, they know, they're in the system, they know about it, and they can learn about it. And if they don't, they're not smart enough to be there. So get somebody that is. Okay, let me get to Sean Dix. And that riled me up a little bit, but it's good to do that every now and then and wake up and smell the roses. Okay, Sean Dix is my guest. Sean, I've known him for a year or so, and we've talked over the phone. And if you ever wondered, when you pick up, and I always go to the store and buy some dental floss, and I know about that because I just had a lot of dental work done, and I didn't realize he told me that no dental floss on the shelves is sanitized. And so he came up with a product where he sanitized dental floss, and then he put it in a nice container and made it very easy to use, and boy, all hell broke loose from the big company. Sean, how are you?
Good. How are you?
You know, I wanted to finally we get together and tell this story because it is so incredible to me. It shows you the tentacles of corporate America, how they just destroy someone, what they did with you. Just tell us your story. Start out. How did this all start with you?
Well, basically, I was in the jewelry business, and I was a diamond setter. And I had eczema on my fingers, which made it difficult to floss, even more difficult to floss than would be normal. And being in the jewelry business, I came up with the idea for a pair of rings, which I would call floss rings, to wrap floss into the ring and then to be able to floss without cutting off the circulation to my fingers and so forth.
Okay.
So I decided this was a good idea, and a lot of people were very responsive to it where I worked. And so I filed for a patent, and that sort of began the road towards trying to move this thing in the right direction. Realizing that I was a factory worker, I didn't have the funds to really do this on the size and scale that would require. I bought it to Johnson & Johnson. They were originally interested in it, and then they started all kinds of unethical, negotiating tactics. And I decided to walk away and say, okay, I'll do this myself. And then they started this whole, series of events, which has now lasted for the past decade.
Okay, now tell us about the sanitizing of the dental floss and that whole part of your product.
Well, the floss rings, I came up with the floss rings and the sterilized floss segments, which is essentially like the razor and razor blades of oral care. And basically the process for sterilizing the dental floss was something that they cannot do under the current spooling standards. And when I did that, I didn't even know that they weren't sterilized. I thought I was just keeping up with, what would be standard. And upon, realizing this, I realized where the problem was going to be. I would be unseating the current platform.
Right. So they don't – now, you can categorically say that products on the market right now, when I go into a drugstore and I pick up some dental floss, it's not sanitized.
Nothing is sterilized.
Yeah, nothing sterilized. Okay.
No. And like a Band-Aid, it should be sterilized because it comes in contact with the blood. I mean, you wouldn't use a Band-Aid that's been opened, and therefore you probably shouldn't be using dental floss that's not sterilized when it comes in contact with the blood below the gum line.
And I bet you there's not one person out there in my listening audience that ever knew that it wasn't sterilized. Amazing.
I didn't either. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's a well-kept secret, and if you're putting that stuff in your mouth, especially, if it comes in contact with, if you have a tooth problem or, you have bleeding gums,
right,
that could cause infection. I mean, they should be mandated to sterilize anything that gets in close contact with your mouth like that on a continual basis, correct?
It's supposed to be, yes.
All right, so you decided you were going to sanitize your dental floss.
Right, and we came up with I never got to the making of that machinery. I was able to build the molds for the floss rings and get that up and running, and as soon as we got that to the market, J&J, I believe, had some influence with CNN in having them do a hatchet job on my company just as we were going on to the market and 2 weeks before they were placed into the National Museum of Dentistry.
Now, did you ever figure out how much it would have cost them to sterilize? Was it a big expense to these companies like Johnson & Johnson?
They would have had to retool everything.
Huh. So what an interesting story, because if your product would have ever came out on the market, I bet you every American would go and buy the sterilized version, which the way it should be.
Sure.
And so they were up against a problem. So what happened with CNN? They got to CNN 2 weeks before you were going to put your product on the market. Go ahead.
Well, actually, as it was going on to the market, it would be 2 weeks later that it was going to be placed in the National Museum of Dentistry, and CNN did this hatchet job. But I'd like to go back for a moment and say that at the same time that I was approaching Johnson & Johnson, they were dealing with the Ethicon suture scandal, which I don't know if anyone has ever heard of that either, but they released almost a million packages of sutures that were unsterilized. Somebody died from it. Several people got virulent infections, lost limbs, and so forth. So at the same time that I'm walking through the door with the patents for sterilized dental floss, they're trying to cover up a suture scandal, which I didn't even find out about that until about 4 years later. They did such a good job of that. So
yeah,
basically,
go ahead.
So basically, they were, very unhappy, having somebody walk through the door with a new sterilized dental floss where they're in the middle of trying to cover up this problem with sutures. So.
Oh, wow. Well, listen, hold that thought. We'll come back and continue on with your story on the Investigative Journal back after this short break.
Do you desire your health and vitality to be in harmony with the rhythms of nature? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to Trivortex.com, that is Trivortex.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. This is Brian David Anderson, inventor of Trivortex technology products that assist in so many areas, such as pain relief, symptoms of menopause, losing weight, or stopping smoking. Trivortex technology is in harmony with the rhythms of nature.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available. Until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's windowgenie, spelled JEANNIE.com.
Broken lines, broken strings, broken threads, broken springs, broken idols, broken heads, people sleeping in broken beds. Ain't no use jiving, ain't no use joking, everything is broken.
Okay, I'm back, and from my perspective, Sean, you had a winning product. I mean, this product, and not only a money-making product, and probably you could have had a nice company and carved out a really a nice life for yourself over what I consider to be a idea that, boy, a great idea you came up with. And what through the idea, you found out that all the dental floss isn't sterilized and still isn't. But what happened really? Go ahead. Pick up where you left off.
So basically, this news piece that CNN did, it was right around the time of the 1996 Olympics. They came out and they did a hatchet job. Basically, the dentists that they had on were their dentists, and they instructed them to use the product improperly. They gave it to them with no package. They gave them their own instructions. The package says to use 4 to 5 inches. They told them to use 18. You can't use 18 with this product if people go to the website and see why. And so basically they did a 3.5-minute news piece, which, you know, was factually incorrect. And they aired it every hour on the hour for almost a week. By the end of that week.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is interesting that they would spend this much time. There must be a lot of money involved here.
Well, the former worldwide director of licensing and acquisitions for Johnson & Johnson, several years later, would write me a letter documenting that he felt it was worth $50 to $100 million a year if we were ever able to get it off the ground. So going back, you can see why they didn't want this thing to get off the ground. And, you know, CNN partook in it and basically, you know, aired this thing for every hour on the hour for almost a week. And when it was over, my sales force disappeared. Shortly after that, the distribution that I had at CVS disappeared. Financial backers disappeared. I mean, if you get slammed on international cable and you're a small guy and you don't have really a lot of funds to fight that with, you're immediately sort of like in the desert, you know?
Right. This issue, now, not only did you try to improve the way you use dental floss, but this sanitizing issue was
right.
also interesting. Did you ever think to just sanitize it, put it in a regular package like they do, and market that as the only sanitized dental floss on the market?
Well, the way that they have it, you simply can't do that. I mean, the spooled floss that's out there, even if you were able to sterilize that, as soon as you open it, it would become unsterilized. Now,
okay.
The floss segments look a little bit like Band-Aids in that they're strips of floss sandwiched in between, you know, like glassine paper, so that as you pull them out, like one segment at a time, the rest of them stay sterilized. So it was the procedure that would allow it to remain sterilized, which they had no way and will have no way of doing with spool floss. Right.
Ever. So, yeah, here, and it would cost them basically they have to retool their whole product. People are going to say, well, I prefer the sanitized version. I would prefer the sanitized version. If I went into the store and I found out this.
Right, if you were given a choice of sterilized floss versus non-sterilized, it's a no-brainer that you would take the sterilized floss.
And so what they did, CNN did a hatchet job on your technique so that they'd never had to deal with the problem and get rid of you. Well, this goes even deeper, though, doesn't it? It didn't just stop there. Tell us, you know, we got about 2 minutes here, and then we got a whole half hour, so continue.
So basically, well, you would think, I mean, after that, I didn't realize the piece that they did was rather slick, and I tried to give them the benefit of the doubt that this wasn't choreographed to do what they did. But calling the dentists, I asked them out of curiosity, how come you came up with this 18-inch piece of floss if the package says use 4 to 5 inches? And the guy explained to me that they were instructed to use 18 inches. They never saw a package and so forth. And so I asked him, could you please write me a letter explaining that? And he did. And he wrote me a letter explaining that he was never given a package and so forth. And, you know, I went back to CNN with this, and I said, you know, still giving them the benefit of the doubt, here's what I found out. Can you please look into this? And they continued from that point. They started to stonewall me for the next 2 years.
Okay. So we have complicity here in the corporate world with the media. Not only do they cover up stories of that are political and social importance, they basically are taking an entrepreneur, an American citizen who came up with a great idea, and they're using the corporate power to really destroy your product and basically keep something good off the market. Now, what it makes me wonder about is just not only with dental floss, but how often are they doing this to other people? I mean, this just shows you, listeners, that it goes all the way down to just a piece of dental floss and how our country is being destroyed. Would you agree with me on that?
Oh, yeah, that they're doing it with energy.
Yeah. And, I mean, it goes on and on and on, but this is just amazing because I know we've got only a few seconds here before the break, and I want to get back, but you've had some legal problems here. Weren't you even put in jail over this?
Prison for 2 years, yes.
Prison for 2 years, folks, for coming up with a product that would really benefit you, a sanitized, sterilized dental floss, and you see how this corporate world works together with the corporate media, each one of them patting each other on the back. And this not only goes to the corporate media, the corporate segment, but all the people in politics work with these people. We have a corporatocracy, I guess that's how they say it. And my guest, Sean Dix, has been persecuted for it. And I've never seen this story. I mean, this would be a great story if it was taken if you gave it the right angle and talked about it from your point of view. But they talked about it from the corporate point of view, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. And so what we have is basically I think we were supposed to get into a break here, but I don't hear the music. So we're going to just continue on. Are you there?
Yes.
Okay. So what I'm getting at, go ahead and continue with your story. What happened to you?
Well, I tried for the next 2 years to do the politically correct thing, if that's what you want to call it, to try to approach them and say, look, here's this evidence that your own the dentists that you basically had on are telling me that you instructed them to use my product improperly, and assuming that that's a mistake on your part, you know, please do the right thing. The product is in a national museum. It's, you know, on the market and so forth. Please, you know, I've lost my sales force as a result of this. Please do the right thing and, you know, do another story and correct this this mistake. Well, they continued to stonewall. They didn't want to have anything to do with it for the next 2 years. And, oh, here's the break.
Okay, we're going to – I hear that music now, so we're going to take a break. I'll be back in about 3 minutes on the Investigative Journal.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
KU Band Satellite is here. RBN is now offering a brand new way to hear your favorite programs. Listening to RBN via satellite is easy on the ears. Clean digital audio combined with consistently reliable reception anywhere in North America. KU utilizes a 30-inch dish and receiver similar to the equipment the subscription satellite TV services use. In fact, this satellite receiver also picks up a lot of television and music channel programming, even other talk radio networks. All of this with absolutely no monthly subscription fees, ever. Take advantage of our introductory offer and order your KU Dish receiver today for only $149 plus shipping and handling, and begin enjoying our highest quality audio available 365 days a year. Visit our website, www.rbnlive.com, for more information, or call 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Clean, consistent, and affordable.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
Okay, go ahead. Let's just end up breaks. It doesn't matter. Go ahead.
Won't you take me back to school? I need to learn the golden rule. Won't you lay it on the line? I need to hear it just one more time. Oh.
Okay, we're back for the second half hour of the Investigative Journal. Sean Dix is my guest, and he came up with a product that would sterilize and also make dental floss much easier to use. And instead of getting the product on the market, he spent 2 years in jail, was railroaded by CNN, by Johnson & Johnson. And it's just an incredible story. And, boy, I'll tell you what, it just shows you the real problems we have in this country with the patent office. I mean, there's serious problems there, problems you don't even know about. These judges, from my experience in the legal profession, the patent office is a prime area of corruption because no one knows what the heck's going on. And they can do what they want, basically. And Sean Dix is an example of how he filed a patent and instead spent a couple years behind bars. So pick it up after CNN and how it led up to this, the jailing of Sean Dix. Go ahead.
Okay, so basically after 2 years worth of trying very politely to work it out with them, giving them the benefit of the doubt that this was a mistake and so forth, even though it was not, they told me finally, Ted Turner's secretary, Blaine Sergiu, told me, Ted Turner is personally going to review and resolve this matter. Please send us a package. I sent them a package in the mail. I followed up a few days later. They said they never got it. Please send another one. I sent another one, FedEx. I followed up with it a few days later, and they said we never got that one, and this time they referred me to the security. A man by the name of Thomas McCormick told me at that point, don't you get it? We don't care. And that was pretty much the straw that broke the camel's back after 2 years worth of losing my business, being really strung out over this, and having absolutely no voice whatsoever after they did this hatchet job to have them tell me, we don't care. I said, okay, you asked for this information, I'm going to send it to you. So I loaded up my fax machine with that letter from the dentist, which was explaining what they did, and I figured, okay, I'm going to make sure you get this. So I sent them about 6,000 copies of that same letter. I clogged up their fax lines for almost a week, and the same amount of time that they had broadcast the improper information to the rest of the United States. Now, you would think that if they were correct and they were in the right and, you know, they felt that they had done nothing wrong, they should immediately have me arrested for, you know, sending them all these faxes and clogging up their lines and so forth. And I was kind of hoping they would do that because then they would have to use that one piece of evidence, which was sent to them 6,000 times, and it would be the letter from the dentist stating what they did that was wrong.
Okay.
Now, they did nothing. They did nothing but contact me back and say, okay, we got it. We'll get back to you. We'll resolve this and so forth. And I figured, okay, now you know, can you hear me now, so to speak? Mm-hmm. They never got back to me, and basically they let it go. They tried to ignore the fact that that actually happened because they knew that if they had brought me into a federal trial on that, they would have lost. They would have presented that one piece of evidence, which is the one letter, and it was describing what they did and how it was done, and the jury would have understood that. So,
what about some of the other media large outlets? Did you ever attempt to
all of them?
Clear
all
up
of them.
The ABC, CBS, NBC, any of those?
All of them.
All of them. Got you. All right. Yeah. Okay.
Nobody. None of those big media want to say anything bad about the other big media in a way that would be really damaging to them.
I would gather Johnson & Johnson is one of their advertisers, I would gather.
Yes, one of their large advertisers.
Yeah, so, I mean, freedom of the press, yes. You know, I should read something here, if I can, real quickly, about freedom of the press, and it really shows you. Johnson & Johnson says to the media, screw Sean Dix, we don't care about him, and listen what the media, what freedom of the press should be. It should be, here it is, the principles of free speech, and this is my mission statement on my website. Principles of free speech are fundamentally, and that's a key word in the law, fundamentally protected by the U.S. Constitution. Free speech was not intended to be a reckless adventure in communications. What CNN did there was reckless, but a voyage into diverse, conflicting, and unpopular viewpoints. This voyage, however, should be confidently navigated, and this is the key here, without overly broad financial, social, or moral constraints. So they are not acting in the best interests of the people. They are acting with broad financial constraints that dictate what they print and what they say. So go ahead.
So basically, after that, the situation cooled down for a few months, and I began calling them again, stating, well, I guess you feel that, obviously you have something to hide, or else you would have pressed charges. At that point, in a conversation with Thomas McCormick, in which I was egging them on, basically, to go ahead now, file charges, bring me into a courtroom. I feel I have the advantage here now. You know, I mean, if you didn't do anything wrong, if I was you, I would have this guy in jail immediately or I would file charges immediately if somebody's harassing me like that. But they did nothing, and this time Thomas McCormick threatens to have me lost in prison. And I took that conversation, and I actually got in touch with other people at CNN in the New York office, and I told them, listen, I have a security guard from a major media concern threatening to have me lost in prison. Would that be of interest to you? Of course they were very interested. When I told them it was CNN, obviously they hung up the phone on me.
Mm-hmm.
So basically there was nothing. I couldn't, after spending 2 years of trying to be politically correct with them, I then spent another almost 2 years trying to get arrested just so that I could generate a trial, because the FBI, the Antitrust Department, the FTC, the FCC, you name it, nobody wanted to hear anything about CNN or Johnson & Johnson from what I had to say.
Right.
So shortly after, CNN, there Thomas McCormick there threatening to have me lost in prison, some guy that I haven't seen in 10 years comes out of the woodwork and starts talking about drugs and guns and all sorts of things, and eventually tries to sell me a gun. And I'm thinking to myself, where the hell is this coming from? I mean,
wow.
they had obviously, gone into all of my phone records and so forth and tried to pull anybody that they could from my past to come back and try to set up a, I guess, sting operation or something to try to file real charges on me, and that didn't work. So then an ex-employee from Johnson & Johnson somehow mysteriously appeared and starts getting into conversations with me through my uncle's bakery. My uncle has a bakery, and this guy started coming to it. The conversation started revolving around me, and before you know it, one day I was down there, and this guy starts explaining to me about how Johnson & Johnson could have me whacked, and how they kill people for less, and so forth. And he goes into this whole, which I detail in my story, all of his explanations for what can happen to me and so forth. And
he's
basically
threatening you.
Exactly.
Like a mafia thug.
Exactly. And the manner in which he did it was sort of indirect, in that he's trying to befriend himself to me and let me know how dangerous these people are. And essentially, that's, if he was sent, which I believe he was, I mean, we've never seen this guy again, but somebody comes out of the, a hole in the wall and basically starts describing how you, in various ways, how you could be killed for trying to, sue them or for trying to get justice, it's pretty much a direct threat. I mean, that's exactly what's happening. So having all of this, go down, and having the police, the FBI, essentially no one in the government saying anything,
no.
I said, well, okay, at some point this has to end, I have to get this into court one way or the other, even if it's just to expose everything that's happening to me. I started sending letters to the Antitrust Department telling them ahead of time, I will violate positive law for the purpose of generating a trial to expose what is going on, because you people are not doing anything. So they sent a detective to me from Midtown South, and he basically came a week before I sent my letter, and he came to tell me that if I don't stop contacting CNN and if I don't stop faxing them and so forth, they're going to throw the book at me. I said, bring it on. I've been trying to generate a trial for 2 years now. What do I need to do? Threaten to kill him? And that's when the light bulb went on in my head. And I said, okay, great. Here's this. Here, now I'll take this idea. You guys can threaten me for real. I'm going to write you a letter. I'm going to give you a tool. I'm going to send it, and then we'll generate a trial. So about a week later, I write this letter in which I explain everything. I include a threat to Ted Turner or any CNN employee, and I say, now here's your tool, essentially, to come and arrest me, bring me into court, and then let a federal, you know, judge hear this whole story, and let's bring this out into the table. I sent it to channels 2, 4, 7, 9, 11, 13, and the Associated Press. I sent about, if I'm correct, 13 copies to CNN, of which only 4 of them actually showed up to their legal department. Nice. Now, you would think that if they thought this guy was a real threat, that they would arrest you immediately. Well, they didn't do that. They waited for 30 hours, and the people testified from CNN that they actually got on a plane and came to New York to lay out their complaint before having me arrested the next day.
Right.
That's ridiculous. on its face, that's ridiculous. If you believe somebody is a true threat, you make a phone call, you have them picked up immediately, especially if you know they're doing this from their apartment.
Well, they needed time to figure out what to do with you.
Exactly.
Exactly what happens here is they send an anonymous person to threaten your life so that you basically have no way to connect the causation between that person and Johnson & Johnson and Ted Turner and the corrupt corporate mafia. But then what you did is basically baited them to say, look, if you can threaten me, I can threaten you. And what threat are you? Very little. So, yeah, they had to figure out what to do with you. So what did they do finally after those 30 hours?
So, you know, the next night, around 9 o'clock, they came, 2 or 3 officers, a detective, and they came to arrest me. And, basically they were so lackadaisical about it. They asked me to carry my computer with them downstairs. They told me, you finally got your day in court. I said, great, let's go, let's do this. I picked up my computer, we went downstairs, they put me into the holding cell, and essentially from there I didn't see the light of day for another 9 months.
Really?
They dragged me through the system, all through 7 or 8 different facilities before I finally, you know, wound up in Atlanta. But I did not get out.
Did they file criminal charges against you?
Oh, yes, but for 1 month, I was in transit. When I finally got to Atlanta a month later, they told me that they have 30 days to file an indictment against you. On the 30th day, they brought me into the magistrate, and before that, the lawyer said, listen, you know, we're thinking of letting you go back to New York where you can, you know, pay your bail from there and so forth, and that was the 30th day. If they had let me go, it would have been a day past the 30th, and they could have dropped everything, figuring we've just dragged this guy for a month now, maybe he'll give it up, and maybe we can let this all go away. I said, you mean to tell me you've been dragging me for a month through all these different prisons and you don't have an indictment? Go back in there and get one, because I'm here for a trial. So, sure enough, about a half an hour later, they came back in and said, okay, you have an indictment now. Mm-hmm. I said, okay, good, let's do this. So then they dragged me for another 9 months. It was 9 months total before I finally got to a trial.
Okay. Now, were you out of jail at this time?
No, I'm in jail. I'm in prison straight. I'm in jail for these full 9 months.
You know, whatever happened to the speedy trial laws?
No such thing. No such thing. And this is a holding facility. This is not even a holding facility is actually worse than prison. The conditions are absolutely they're unbelievable. So basically, I'm doing 9 months. There's no outside. You're supposed to get outside. You're supposed to get some fresh air. 9 months, I did not see the light of day in that holding facility.
Well, you have a lawsuit right there, I mean, against them. I mean, this is a real tragedy what happened to you. I mean, 9 months locked up in a cell. Go ahead.
You would think, right? So we get to this trial, and they're now really nervous because they offered me a plea agreement to reduce the charges to a misdemeanor, and I said, you know, give me the plea agreement. Let me take a look at it. They give me the plea agreement. I said, good, now I have that for my file. I'll go tell the prosecutor. I'll see him in court. So we get into court, they bring me in into the jury pool with my hands behind my back to try to prejudice the jury right off the bat. And then the first thing out of the prosecutor's mouth is, Your Honor, we've never offered him a plea agreement of any sort, etc. And I'm like, I have it right here in my hand. How are you going to tell me that, you know? That's how it started. Essentially, they did everything you can possibly imagine to do every dirty trick in the book to try to convince the jury that this was the way the case was going to go, the way they wanted it to go. So the trial lasted for, I guess, 2 or 3 days. They deliberated for a day and a half. The jury came back hung twice because they understood when I explained to them, I have been trying for the past 2 years just to get into a court to speak to a group of people like you.
Yeah, we got a
break here? Okay.
Yeah, let's come back and after this short break with my guest, Sean Dix.
We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Long time, no see. Short time for you and me.
It's a short time. We only have about 5 minutes left, Sean, so I will have you on again. If not only to repeat this story so it gets out, because I know no one's covering it in the mainstream media, and the American people should listen to this eye-opening story of yours because it really illustrates the corruption going on in our country at high levels. Go ahead, about 5 minutes.
Okay, so let's see if I can summarize this quickly. So basically the prosecutor makes the argument that my intentions are irrelevant. The only thing that matters is that I've sent this letter from point A to point B. I essentially tell them if it doesn't matter, then even if I lose this case and I go to appeal it, then just by sending my documentation through the mail, essentially I've committed another felony. I mean, the intention does matter. Basically, they jumped up and down and screamed at the jury The jury came back hung twice. The prosecutor then asked for the Allen charge, which the judge agreed to, which tells the jury that go back in there and just come up with a verdict. We're not listening to your hung jury. Come back and, you know, make up a decision. And the jury being, you know, intimidated by this prosecutor who was, has been written up in the newspaper before as being overly aggressive, came back and said, okay, he's guilty. About a month later, the jury then contacted the a newspaper in Atlanta and wrote to them basically stating that we didn't feel he was guilty, but, you know, the judge gave us this ultimatum, and so we conceded our votes and so forth. Four of them, you know, wanted to, you know, hold on to their opinions, but they just basically gave in. And so now they took the ball and they ran with it. I had another month of prison. I got out. They sent me to a court-ordered psychologist. I sat there, and he was trying to drive me nuts for at least 13 or 14 months. Unfortunately, my father was a psychotherapist, and I'm used to these big words and so forth. And I sat there with him, and I went over every facet of the case until he eventually admitted on tape that he was willing to bet money that J&J was criminally involved, CNN was criminally involved, and that the government further harmed me, knowing that this letter that I sent was not a true threat and so forth, and that he could do something, but he wasn't going to. At which point I said, well, listen, I can't sit here and just, you know, pad your pockets with my misery by my being here. So I said, you have to do what you have to do, and I have to do what I have to do. I
so
got up.
So did you spend more time in jail? We have a minute and a half.
I got up and I left. It took them 1 year to the date that I stopped going to the court-ordered psychologist, that they came back to rearrest me the same day, February the 12th, 2004. The federal marshals came, knocked me to the floor, put a gun to my head, and dragged me back into prison, where I spent another 11 months. And, you know...
Listen, we're running out of time here, so
right.
I'm going to have you back on again. I'll call you in the next week or so, and
okay.
we'll get you back. But what's going on now? Are you ever going to get this product on the market?
Well, I mean, I've got three 900-pound gorillas sitting on my head, and that's not easy. So, you know, we do have the website up. It's flossrings.com, and, you know, we do sell them over the Internet, but it's definitely not the same as having them in the stores.
Heck no, nobody knows. I mean,
no.
They systematically wiped you out. And I tell you, and it's really a good, it sounds like a great product, one that I would buy. And one that millions of Americans who buy dental floss would purchase.
Yeah.
Sean, thanks a lot for being on the show. We will have you on again, and thanks again. Okay, that was Sean Dix. What a story. We'll have him on again, just to echo this story out so people know really what's happening in this corrupt system that we've created. Johnson & Johnson, shame on you. Ted Turner, we know what you're about. We'll be back right after this short break.